It's 8:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Aurora police face new scrutiny following the death of Elijah McClain last year. The state attorney general is launching an investigation into the department's broader practices. CPR's Allison Sherry reports the news came on the same day that McClain's family filed a lawsuit against the city and some police officers.
There are now four separate investigations into McClain's death last year, which occurred after Aurora police tried to stop him for questioning. This latest one will look into whether Aurora police have a pattern of violating people's state or federal civil rights. The state is already investigating whether the officers involved in McClain's arrest should face criminal consequences. Federal and city investigations are also ongoing. McClain's family is not waiting for results, though. On Tuesday, they announced a federal civil rights lawsuit against the city and more than a dozen officers and paramedics involved in the incident. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
A shooting involving police in Pueblo has left one woman dead. Police say they responded to a report last night that an armed woman had entered a home and threatened the residents. Officials say police arrived at the home. The woman came out and refused to drop her gun. Three officers fired at the woman, and she died at the scene. Teachers at eight metro area school districts now have access to free COVID-19 testing. Staff can schedule appointments online and be tested every 2 weeks. Participating districts include Denver and Aurora Public Schools, as well as the Cherry Creek School District. Organizers say most results come back within 3 days. District officials in Aurora say that fast turnaround will help them make better decisions about in-person learning. Officials in Colorado hope that in-person efforts to fill out the census will help reach those who have not yet responded. Survey workers started knocking on doors yesterday. Denver City Councilwoman Jamie Torres says some communities historically have lower response rates.
Our immigrant community, maybe they were folks who were formerly incarcerated, maybe they're homeless, or they're folks who don't tend to connect well on social media and on the internet, our seniors, some of our low-income communities. These are all folks who tend to be hard to reach.
About two-thirds of Coloradans have filled out the survey. The deadline to respond is the end of September. Metro Denver and Colorado Springs have highs again in the 90s today. It'll be right at 100 in Pueblo this afternoon. This is CPR News.